This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
That's right. It's the next big thing on radio. Robbie and G, Mad Wednesday realness. That's right. You're on Joy and we're loving it. Now, Robbie, there's something that I'm very confused about that you showed me earlier. I've been seeing this during the rounds on the social medias, and it's apparently the new list of judges for Australia's Got Talent.
And it's nice to see that the publicity department is still using,
I thought when Ben Norris was the first, the lovely Ben Norris was the first one to share this, I assumed he'd whittled it away on his social media on his phone and put it up, and it was his dream team. Like, I just didn't know what was going on.
It looks very that, doesn't it? It looks like someone's assembled it.
Very interesting. And it's just a bit ridiculous. So what it is, the Australia's Got Talent, there's like this image that's floating around, and it's basically four celebrities, images of them from different events that are obviously all very different, put together saying Australia's Got Talent. I'm very confused.
They're even in different sort of lighting. Do you know what I mean? Like, they haven't even fixed the lighting. Some of them are sharper than the others.
You can make them all look the same. Like, it requires, I don't know, a basic skill of Photoshop. But apparently, this is not false. Apparently, you've told me, Robbie, that this is real.
It's real. It's been shared by a few of the people who are in the photo. It's been shared by Australia's Got Talent's actual Facebook page.
Has Australia's Got Talent lost its budget? So, like, let's dive into it. These are the new judges of Australia's Got Talent.
Should we start from the international celebrity? We've got Nicole Scherzinger from, of course, Pussycat Doll fame. Now, she's done a whole host of reality judging shows.
Yeah, she has. Like, she's made a big career and a big name for herself around the world and looks whiter than I believe she is in this photo, which is interesting.
there's some interesting colour.
No need to hide a person of colour.
She's probably the most sharpest and in focused of the lot.
Yeah, it's true. That's fine. Like, all of these Aussie shows now, they have that international person. That's what gives them the extra bit of oomph around the world and gets it on other.
And it might have been where they stopped spending their budget, Dean.
I'm pretty sure it was.
I'm not
trying to make fun of the other people in it, because Lucy Jurek's on it.
Lucy Jurek, I love Lucy. Fantastic.
Tequila Schmockingbird, I don't care what you say. Lucy Jurek is an angel, and that makes me excited. Like, an absolute true Aussie talent, an amazing entertainer. Absolutely brilliant to have her there.
And it's good to see a bit of diversity in talent.
As well. Like,
because she's
of
a theatre background, so she'll be able to judge people from a bit of a different angle
than
the others.
Completely different perspective, absolutely.
Then we tread down the celebrity ladder to Shane Jacobson, who is a fantastic Australian actor.
I was about to say, a great Aussie actor, has a lot of experience on stage and screen, so we'll bring, and knows how to play a larrikin and many other things, so we'll bring a lot to his role.
Yes.
Once again, none of these are the ones I consider to be the problem.
No, but then we get to we fall off the ladder and fall on the concrete floor.
On the Roadrunner where the coyote just goes off the cliff?
Yeah.
That's what I think's going on with this next one.
Or somebody's been contracted for a certain amount of time and they can't find anywhere else to put him. The fabulous Chef Manu will be there judging Australian talent.
And I mean, don't get me wrong, Manu will certainly provide entertaining memes and catchphrases, but unless you're cooking him a cake, I don't understand why he's on that panel.
Is this a bit of a play for the, 39 to 58 house?
I mean, I think you underestimate how many young people find Manu attractive. Oh, I'm going to be honest.
Manu's a hottie, don't get me wrong.
And obviously Manu is trying to expand his TV experience, take those 15 minutes of it. It's like getting that guy with the cravat from the cooking show to do anything else. It just doesn't seem right.
Look, I don't blame him. I mean, I'm sure he's been offered money and I'm sure he's accepted that money and I'm sure he's very happy. I would say yes too, but it's an interesting choice.
I'm very curious to see how he's going to judge entertainers as a chef. It concerns me.
Look, to be fair, Australia's Got Talent doesn't have rules on what talent you bring, maybe.
But I reckon now a whole lot of people are going to be cooking.
I reckon.
I've made you, but then the problem's going to be, and it's just going to be, I mean, it looks nice, but we didn't get these bodies by eating, but then Shane will probably dive right in.
It's great. I mean, all the people who didn't quite make the cut on MasterChef can now come across.
I just don't think it's real. Like, I just think this is fake. I love that Lucy's on it if it's true, because it's photoshopped so appallingly that I just don't understand. But if this is the promotional image, Australia's Got Talent, you've got to sort yourself out.
Yeah, no.
Let's get some decent visuals of this great cast of judges together, because otherwise I am just confused.
I'm sure it's just what the kids call a teaser, Dean. Just a teaser. I'm sure they're going to get them together for a big promo shoot.
But now I actually really want a whole lot of people to rock up to cook souffles. Be like, I'm just going to make my world famous bacon and eggs. Like,
you and I should do it.
I've got talent. First we'll cook it and then we'll eat it.
Team, we've got plenty more show coming up. We've got the 10 tenors coming in to join us after 6 o'clock.
I know, we're going
to
need more chairs.
and we've also got a little bit more time to get your entries in for the competition, the double pass.
We're giving away a double pass to see The Gays, an LGBTIQ short film that's screening as a part of the Irish Film Festival that's happening right now. You can get your tickets via irishfilmfestival.com.au. But we have a double pass to get to The Gays, LGBTIQ short film screening, which is happening on Sunday the 12th of May at the Kino Cinema. What we are doing is asking you to name these TV themes. So should we let people know the ones that they've gotten right?
Yes.
Because for every entry, and even if you just put these entries in, then you go into the draw. Let's play it and I'll just say the ones that they've gotten right. Kingswood Country. Mr. Squiggle. Round the Twist. Secret Life of Us. The last two, however. What
no
are
entries
they?
Yet
no
for the
one's
last
decided
two.
Yet. I'm just going to say, take yourself a little bit further to the 80s and 90s, both for separate decades, maybe early 90s, actually, if we're going to be honest.
Maybe
and late
soap
90s,
opera?
And get your soap on. Ooh, that's all I'm going to say. That's right. You're on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.